I used to love going to the Sergeant's Mess. Also, that's part of, was part of my cadets as well. The last bit of it, you know.
This is another thing you might mention. Your contribution in the town. You are the Royal Marine Cadet.
I'm a Commanding Officer of the Marine Cadets in Deal, but Bernie Gravel is my Sergeant Major. He's done 47 years, and I'm on 42.
Right.
With the cadets.
And how strong is the contingent?
At the moment, we have got 27 on the books, of which January and February, I've got 6 joining the Royal Marine Commanders. And that's all, they've all gone down there, they've done all the bits and pieces, everything, you know, and they come back, and that April we go down at the pass-out parade, because that's when they throw their blueberry away and put the greenberry on.
Is that something you've done quite often?
Yes,
yeah. So over the years, how many people do you think you've probably sent to the Corps?
Between Bernie and I mean, we work close together. I don't know, we're coming into the 18, 17, 18.
Yeah.
But not just that, I've got RAF people gone to the RAF because they failed the test of the Royal Marines.
Yeah.
And I've got the Army, and we've got 2 in the Navy.
Do you have assistant instructors?
Yes.
Is 27 as many as you could take?
No, I can't get 27 because our policy is education comes first.
Right.
So if a young lad, we do Mondays and Thursdays. Mondays is always our bashing day, what we call it, you know. You do everything physical there, you know. And then the practical side, well, they come in their rig and we take them out. There's St. Margaret's, old DQs, and do attacks up there and things.
How many assistant instructors do you have?
2 ladies on the books, and I've got 5.
And where do you have your centre now, your training?
Yeah, Linwood, you know Linwood, down the side of Linwood?
Yeah.
We've got the big, that's been donated to, not donated, we have to pay for it.
But do you get quite good support from sort of the Royal Marine Associations at all?
We get nothing from the Royal Marines.
Is that something that upset you?
Upset me, really has, because we have to pay for everything. The Royal Marines, when they leave, when they left Deal, we could go. I go in there and pick up the phone and say, I want a 45-centre minibus, a 10-tonner, 4-tonner, and 2 minibuses. Yep, no problem. Like that. And all my instructors would have the licences for it.
Yes.
But now they're away, we can't get nothing.
Do you get any financial support?
No, nothing.
Not on from the RMA on the seafront?
The RMA on the seafront, we're not, because one of the committee members, and I've got to do all their memberships, and we have about 600 people, but on a Saturday or Sunday you don't even get 50 in there. For obvious reasons, people want to go and do that and do this, or walk out, what the case may be, and have a walk. But we do get support from the RMA, but it is, we do, I'll leave it at that.
Right.